Jesus lived in Israel.
耶稣他生也长在以色列国,
and for the last 犹太地, for the last 3 years that he lived, he did many miracles, spoke very much, he spoke many, many messages, and he was well known.
在耶稣的最后在世上的三年呢, 他行了很多神迹, 也讲了很多道理, 是大家所重视的。
He probably never traveled over 200 miles in all of his life.
那他的一生当中所经过的地方呢, 大概不超过200里, 200英里。
There was a king named Herod who had heard about Jesus, and he said he would like to see Jesus and see some of the miracles he could perform.
那有一个国王呢, 他就很想来看这个耶稣, 而且呢, 他很想看他行神迹。
Then there was a Roman official named Pilate.
那有一个比拉多,
he was more or less the governor over Israel at that time, the Romans.
他是被派在, 因为那个时候罗马掌管, 犹太人, 所以呢, 他是派在这个地方来监督他们的。
Now Herod did meet Jesus. King Herod did meet Jesus.
希律王他见过耶稣。
And Jesus didn't do anything. Not even, I believe, to speak.
耶稣呢,
very little.
不但没有行神迹给他看, 连对他讲话都没有。
Pilate, when Jesus came before him, began to question him.
那这个耶稣被带到比拉多这个, 他算一个审判官面前的时候呢, 他开始问他几个问题。
According to the Roman rules and laws, he could not find anything against this man.
因为在耶稣见比拉多的时候, 是, 人家把耶稣送到比拉多面前去审判的时候, 结果这个比拉多发现了, 找不到耶稣的任何的罪状。
But he had met him now.
现在终于面对面了。
He was involved with him.
那他跟耶稣呢, 是交, 就是这个一个交集在一起了。
And Pilate did not realize, but he gave a statement that has resounded or has come down for 2,000 years.
那比拉多自己可能不晓得, 哈, 但是呢, 他在那里讲了一句话, 成为这2000多年来的一个定律, 一个真理。
Pilate was having a very struggle within him.
那, 在那个时候比拉多面对耶稣的时候的那个心境呢, 这2000多年来, 事实上是我们的心境。
His wife had said, I've had dreams and don't have anything to do with this man Jesus.
这个比拉多这个官员的太太曾经做了梦, 而且她提醒警告了先生说, 请你不要去办这个耶稣, 这个梦对我很奇怪。
The leaders and the crowds were calling for him to crucify him.
因为在那个时候犹太人就是要把耶稣处死, 他们就是要害死他, 所以他们就一大群人呢, 要求比拉多一定要把这个耶稣处死。
And I believe this was more than a statement that came from Pilate. I think it's something that came from deep, way deep inside of him when he said to them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?
这个时候比拉多说了一句话, 这个句话, 我们可以回想应到现在这个时候还是有人在说, 他面对这个耶稣的时候, 他说, 我该怎么来处理这个他们称为基督的耶稣。
No one that ever comes face to face with the knowledge or the understanding or hearing can say anything else, but I've got to do something about this man named Jesus.
不管你听过耶稣也好, 或者你跟他在你的人生里面有一种, 彼此的遇见也好, 你总是要做一个决定, 到底我该怎么样来面对这个耶稣。
Because the word of God said, and Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣自己这样说, 他说我是真理, 我是生命。 我是道路。
No man cometh unto the Father, God, the Lord, the God of the heavens, but through me.
除了借着我, 这是耶稣讲的哈, 除了借着耶稣, 没有人可以回到父那里去。
Yes, Jesus was a great personality of that day.
在那个时候, 当时候, 耶稣是被看为是一个很好的人。
And as Ye said, we can prove him down through the annals of the historians of his day.
如果你要看耶稣是怎么样的人, 你可以从他的这种行踪里面的这些故事呢, 事迹呢, 看到耶稣是怎么样的一个人。
But Jesus had an effect on man's lives.
但是不是只有这样子, 耶稣影响了人的生命。
He has affected history from the time He came.
他从他降生之后呢，他大大的影响了历史。
It was Napoleon himself that said, "He who had conquered, he who was great." But he said there was another man that never lifted a sword, and yet hundreds have died for him.
这个拿破仑想不通哈，我是用刀剑来征服这个啊世界的，是来啊征服这个天下的。结果耶稣呢，手无寸铁，竟然有那么多人可以为他死。
Another man that never wrote books, and yet thousands of books have been read about, wrote about him.
耶稣本身没有写下任何的啊这个文字，没有写下，没有著书，可是却有那么多书在描写耶稣。
What is there about this man named Jesus?
到底耶稣是谁？
This week I was listening on the radio.
那这个礼拜一星期当中我在听收音机的广播。
And the man who played Jesus in the Passion play, he was talking about what he had done.
其中有一个在这个刚才我们提到那个 Passion of Christ 这部电影里面的一个演员这样说。
At the end of it,The host said, "What affected you the most about what you did through this film?"
那有人访问他说，当你演了这个影片之后呢，这个影片对你有什么影响吗？最大的影响是什么？
And the man seemed to know how to put it in words.
那这个
didn't.
Okay, 这个演员呢就想不出一个适当的话来形容。
But he said.I keep thinking, how did this man, down through the next 2,000 years, have such effect on the hearts and the lives of people?
他说呢，我一直在思考，他的问题是你怎么影响你？跟他思考说，为什么这2000多年来呢，这样的一个耶稣的生平呢，竟影响那么多的人？
He's changed the lives of millions.
他实在是改变了千千万万的人。
And my friends,Thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands have given their life for him.
几亿的人呢，为了耶稣，愿意把自己的生命摆上给他。
Not because he had told them, "Listen, fight and gain the land and get rid of the other people." No, he said, "Love them, care for your enemies, live a life that is pure." What a difference.
我们不要以为耶稣是在那里招兵买马就好像征召这些人为他死，没有哈。耶稣所传的是你们要爱你的敌人，你们要活在一个很纯全干净的生命里面，这是耶稣所传讲的。
He didn't preach now, make yourself better. Do good works. Keep climbing up the ladder of doing better and better and better.No, he knew that man could not do that.
耶稣的传讲不是在告诉你说你要好好的怎么样来让你自己提升，你要修养你自己，你要修行，然后让你提升越来越好，像爬楼梯一样。耶稣是说呢，我们根本做不到，我们没有办法自己提升自己。
He said, "Believe on me, and I will never leave you nor forsake you."
他所讲的是这样，他说呢，就相信我。我永远不会撇弃你。
I will give you principles that your life will be brought together because of me.
因为我呢，我可以给你一些生命的一些定律原则呢，让你可以生命呢就是因为我呢，然后就是整个就更纯全。
Everyone that hears about him must do something about him.
只要你听过耶稣的名字，你一定要来面对，而且呢，做一个决定。
There's a lot of people I met that.Didn't make much difference whether I met him or not.
那有些人你碰到他、遇过他跟没有遇见他，事实上对你人生没有什么影响的。
When I came face to face with the gospel message of Jesus Christ,
但是当我听到耶稣这个名字的时候
，I had to do something.
你一定要，我一定要在那里面对他做一个决定。
Now there are those who are very passive.In other words, it doesn't bother them. They don't pay any attention, they think.
那有一些人呢，他们就是擦肩而过，他们不太注意的。
They say, well, you know, I hear it, but I just don't understand it. I don't believe.
听是听了，但是呢，跟我无干，我不太相信。
But you see, they had to make some sort of a conclusion about Jesus.
但是不管怎么样，他们理不理呢，他们还是要有一点结论的。
And the grave problem is if Jesus had just said, believe on me and finish there, it would have been enough. Then we could have said, well, I don't know that I want to believe on him.
那问题是呢，耶稣只有说呢，你相信我。问题是就在这里呢，我可以觉得好像说我为什么要相信呢？
But he went on and said, believe on me and I will give you eternal life.
如果耶稣只有说呢，相信我，那我们可以不信。但是问题是后面那句话，耶稣说你相信的话就可以得到永生的生命，这是跟你就有关系了。
So now we must make a decision.
所以现在变成你要面对一个永生的一个决定了。
Because there's something very real, very, very important that if we don't believe on him, something's going to happen.
因为如果你不相信的话，这个对你的以后的永恒一定会有一些事情。
It was a thief on the cross that said, why don't you come down and take us down?
耶稣十字架的旁边呢，有一个强盗跟他同钉，就是同时钉在那个十字架上面的。他说呢，你不是救自己吗？你也救我啊。
He didn't believe in Jesus.
所以他代表一种态度，他是一种不相信的人。
For eternal life from him.
他也不在意他的死后怎么样。
He made his decision when he said, take us down.
当他对耶稣采取这种嘲笑的态度的时候呢，等于说呢，他已经认为说我的人生就是这样子而已，他没有任何的决定。
All the difference in the other thief, when he looked over at Jesus and he said, "Master, remember me when you go to your throne."
另外，旁边那个强盗就完全不同的态度，他说，他叫耶稣，他说，耶稣啊。当你死的时候呢，当你求你纪念我，死后求你纪念我，让我啊，你可以接受我。
And this man did something that no other man could do.
那这个人所做的跟那个强盗所做的呢，是啊不一样的。
I'm sure with agony he may have turned his head enough to say, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise."
他听到耶稣这样对他说，今天你就要跟我同在乐园里面。
The power of Jesus Christ that can forgive our sins and invite us to his Father's home because he paid our debt.
耶稣为我们付上了我们永恒生命的代价，所以他做两件事情，第一个他可以宽恕我们所有的罪，然后第二个他可以邀请我们，他有权利有能力邀请我们进入父的家里面去。
There are those and maybe some of you that are coming to this place where your decision is you don't want him.
或许呢你坐在这里心里面有一个想法说我不需要耶稣。
You reject him.
所以等于说你拒绝了。
It was a rich young ruler that came running to him and said, "Master, what shall I do for eternal life?"
就像有一个很年轻而且很有钱的一个官员呢，他跑到耶稣的面前问了一个问题。他说呢，我该怎么样做才可以得到永远的生命，可以得到永恒的生命？
He didn't need anything for this life. He had plenty of money.
这个官员呢，他这个时候呢，他所拥有的太多了，他不需要问现在的事。
Probably a beautiful home that
他有很漂亮的家。
He had all that he wanted.
他有所有他要的都有了。
Jesus looked at him and said, "Then sell all you have and follow me."
耶稣的回答是，把你所有的现在有的全部变卖掉，然后来跟我。
And it hit that man in the heart.
哦，这一句话打中了这个年轻的官的心。
And he had to make a decision.
他那个时候必须要面对一个决定，选择。
Sell all he has.
变卖所有的。
All that he depends on,
那些我现在所依靠的
the thing that makes him above other men,
那些让我有名望让我比别人更高贵的
It said he turned and sadly went away.
圣经上告诉我们说这个官员呢就忧忧愁愁的就转身回去了。
There are those that can say, well, I think Christianity's good, but I can't pay the price.
那么这个代表有一些人呢看到基督徒基督教的信仰是那么的好可是呢你说呢我还是没有办法啊做这种决定我还是我舍不了我现在的。
There are some of the leaders in China that their heart longs, but they say we can't do it because of our position.
在啊国内呢我们碰到几个一些啊这些比较有领导地位的人呢他们说呢我们实在是很喜欢可是呢因为我们的位置我们实在没有办法来啊做这个委身。
There's a young boy from Taiwan that looked at us and said, I can't do it because I'm the only son of the family and I must worship my ancestors. I cannot. And reject.
台湾我们碰到一个年轻人呢，他跟我们讲说呢，我实在是很喜欢这个信仰，可是呢，因为我是长子，我对家庭的传统有我的责任，我没有办法来决定相信耶稣。
But you see, we have to make a decision.
但是不管怎么样，你还是要做一个决定，一个选择。
Then there are those that joyfully received him.
那也有很多人很喜乐的，很高兴的来接受。
There was a woman in Samaria that was a woman that was didn't have a very good name.
在有一个叫做就是一个撒玛利亚的妇人呢，她事实上她在别人的心里面是一个坏名声的女人。
Very ashamed of her life, so she went to get water when no one else was around.
那因为她呢心里面充满着羞耻呢，所以当她要去取水，他们就要去井里面打水的时候呢，需要找那个人家都没有看到的时间去打水。
She met Jesus.
她在那里遇到耶稣。
She argued with him.
她跟耶稣有一些彼此有一些争论。
She questioned what they believed and what he believed.
他就跟耶稣争论起他所相信的宗教还有耶稣的信仰。
You see, God isn't so small that we can't question him.
那神呢，并没有小到让你可以来对他产生争论。
He wants us to know and to believe and to understand.
那神是要我们明白，让我们可以相信。
So finally, Jesus looked at her and said, "Go get your husband."
这个时候呢，耶稣把话题就转向他的问题了。他说：“去把你的丈夫找过来。”Right
to her heart.
又打中他的心了。She
had had what four or five other husbands, and the one she had now wasn't her husband.
她曾经有过四五个男人，现在的这个也不是丈夫，只是男人而已。This
man that had never laid eyes on her, suddenly, as she ran back to the village to tell them, has told me everything about me.
就在这个事情这样子一转话题的时候呢，这个妇人呢，马上把东西抛下来，打水的器具抛下来，赶快跑回城去，告诉他们说，你知道吗？我碰到一个人，竟然知道我的心里面的事情的人。
Her questions were gone.
她的疑惑不再有了。
She recognized that this was no man, just an earthly man. This must be the Messiah.
这个妇人已经认识。 知道这个不是普通的人而已，他是那个弥赛亚，就是所谓的救世主。
I've been watching the DVDs on the cross, Jesus in China.
我看过这个十字架在中国的这个 DVD。
I've watched some of the men that were really had been rough fellows.
那我看到那见证的，看到这些见证的人呢，有一些真的是。 不是，就是他们的生活不是很平凡的人。Not
very good to their wives.
那有时候是对待妻子的态度，有时候是对待他们的生活。
Drinking, gambling,
酗酒、赌博、other
women,
抽烟。
I remember as I saw some of them with tears running down their cheeks.
看着他们流着眼泪。
Because Jesus Christ had changed their lives.
因为他们遇见的耶稣，然后耶稣改变了他们过去那种不好的生命。
But you say those are the pleasures of life. They found out those were not the pleasures of life, but they were slaves.
原来呢，他们以前以为那些吃啊、赌啊、嫖啊这些呢，是他们的生活的乐趣。 后来他发现，他们不是这个乐趣的享受者，而是这个乐趣的奴隶。他们发现了。
Their faces were shining.
那现在他们遇到了耶稣，他们转变过来之后，他们脸就发光了。Remember
one wife said, "My husband's never treated me so good."
有一个太太这样见证说呢，以前我先生从来没有这么好对待我的。Something
had happened inside.
这个一定有一个什么样的转变在那里。
You see, there's a difference between and Yeye, please don't make me. You know, I love you, and then you know.
今天早上我因为Yeye的见证，那我们要用Yeye多一点他的那个他说的材料，所以请Yeye不要介意。
There's a difference between someone like Yeye who was a pretty good guy.
那你看到Yeye，他告诉你，他认为他以前是个很好很优秀的人。
And he still is.
那仍然是很优秀的人。
I'm very fond of him.
我知道他是个很优秀的人。
But you see. Yeye's life was not one that had been deeply sinful.
他跟那些曾经在那种哈、啊、在最终里面或者是在啊这种啊很多那种糜烂的生活里面的人是不一样的。
And Jesus said this: Those that are forgiven much love much.
耶稣说过一句话：那个被赦免多的就会爱得更多。
Those that are forgiven little don't love quite as much.
那个你认为你不需要太多的赦免，你赦免比较少的，那么你给的爱也会少一点。
But just like what's happening to Ye'i, God is there gently showing him some of the things that he didn't think wasn't, you know, never bothered him. But God said, "No, this is not my way." And little by little, he is showing Ye'i where these other men, they knew what they were. They knew they couldn't help themselves. They knew there was no other hope for them. And when they found Christ, it was a tremendous change. All things changed in their lives. That's what it means when we receive and know Jesus.
我们看到有两种人啊，一种人就是那种很过得很糜烂、很堕落的生活的人，他们当会碰到耶稣之后，那种改变他们很马上。可以享受到可以啊、可以见证的、啊、完全改变过来。但是另外一种像啊、刚才我们愿意见证就是说他觉得很优秀的人呢，上帝还是要跟他们给他们一些感动，一些推动，让他们知道说有些东西还是不合乎神的喜欢的，所以还是要改变的。所以呢都是在改变，但是或许有不同的经历。
I love the part about the young man. He was pretty rough with his wife. He ran out on her.
其中有一个呢，就提到呢，他对他的太太非常的粗暴。
But he began to realize, and when he found Jesus Christ, his attitude and his life toward his family was so different.
但是当他遇见耶稣之后，他相信之后呢，他就发现自己对太太的态度不对，就不同了，不一样了。
So we see there are those who joyfully receive him.
也有人是很快乐的来啊、领受耶稣的。
Then let's look at some others.
那还有哪一种人呢？
What are we going to do without him?
那如果没有耶稣，我们会怎么样？
Now this is the thought we have to think out.
那或许你刚才在想说，我该怎么样去面对他们讲的耶稣？现在呢，反过来我们来问，如果没有耶稣，我们会怎么样？
Now, maybe you're one of them that says, I don't believe in him.
或许当中有人就说呢，我才不相信。
I don't think it's right.
我不觉得这是可以相信的。
I have other beliefs.
我有另外我自己的信念。
What happens if you're wrong?
好，那我要告诉你，万一如果你错了怎么办？
One moment after you're dead,
就在你跨过死亡那一线的时候，你就知道了。
You will know.
你就会知道了。
So, what happens without Jesus?
那没有耶稣，我们会怎么样？
Let me tell you what happens to many people. When they reject him, sin becomes the part of their life that they carry on the rest of their life and many times go deeper and deeper in it.
一个人不相信接受耶稣的人，他们就继续他们自己认为最好对的生活，但那个生活事实上是就好像一个坑一样，你会越陷越深，越陷越深。
You see, when you have the cancer of sin in you, it can grow and grow into situations, and all of us, under certain situations, may do things we never dreamt we would do.
就像我们人的这种癌细胞一样。那这个罪呢，人的罪性就像癌细胞，在你不知不觉当中呢，它会一直长，一直滋长，一直蔓延，到个地步呢，会出现出来你没有想象的结果。
That's what's so hard about sin.
那就是为什么对于罪这个事情是很难缠的。
Some of those big guys in Enron today never thought when they were in college that they would end up in what they are now.
很多人呢，他们即使受了高等教育，没有想到这个罪的问题呢，使他们呢导致了这个最后的成为一个罪人的结果。
But business got hold of them, and then they began to twist things, and they began to try to make deals and get ahead of the others, and eventually it went further and further until thousands of people have lost their money for retirement. They never thought that would happen to them.
那他在谈是特定的一群
Just call it Iran.
OK, 好，对不起哈，我这个是孤陋寡闻的人哈。他讲到这个公司的这个事情呢，就是几个人的那种，就像刚才讲的那种有点贪污啦，或者耍一点手段啦，慢慢的才会导致呢这么糟糕的一个情况。
This week, my cousin came to visit me.
那我的表妹啊，上个礼拜来找我。
So he told me about eBay.
网上的抢购的那种 OK 节目。
So one day I thought I'm just going to relax. I'm going to see what this thing is.
那他就介绍给我这种网上抢购的这种节目了，所以我就想说，哎，我来看看他怎么做的。
Because I always loved auctions.
因为呢，我很喜欢那种拍卖的那种情况。
When I was young, we would have auctions all around, you know, different places, and I never had much money, but I just liked to hear it.
很喜欢参加那种拍卖场的拍卖东西的，很喜欢看那种热闹哈。
So I got on there and I really have wanted a scanner.
那我就看到我有一个我要的那个啊、那个叫 scanner 扫描器。Okay,
and like everybody else, I'd like to get a good deal.
那我就跟他们一样的，我很想抢购，而且呢，买的便宜一点。
So I started on this thing.
那我就开始了。
And there I am watching the bids and putting in a little bid here,
看着价钱
and a dollar here, and
把它加一点。
I really got into it.
我真的是投入了。
And suddenly, I almost had something the last minute somebody got in.
就在最后一分钟，我快得到，结果被别人抢走了。
I thought this thing is rigged.
啊，我就想，哦，真是。
So then I thought, okay, and I did it for another one. They had another.
我说好，没有关系，这一场输了，下一场再来。
And I'm very much into this, you know.
所以呢，我现在真的是全身全神贯注
了。And my little calculating mind is thinking about
it. 我心里面好像一个计算机一样一直在算。
And I said, I know what I'll do.
我知道我下一次我有我的策略了。
And I put a price that was just above the last one. The minutes were rolling away, the hour and the minutes were rolling away.
所以呢，他开始有他的方法怎么样来跟人家做一个一种竞争。
And I thought, just before it closes, I'll put mine in.
所以我就在最后一秒钟呢，就把我的那个最后的价钱绑上去。
I'm very calculating at this. I'm very excited.
所以我里面在计算，在精打细算，然后我非常的兴奋。
And God spoke to me.
神对我提醒了。
Is this the attitude?
这是你该有的态度吗？
Is this what should consume you?
这个，你怎么让这个把你弄得那么的热呢？
I thought, no way.
不行啊。
I closed her down.
所以我就把它关起来。
And I never got the thing in it.
我就没有买到任何一个那个扫描器。
But I'm just saying to you, it doesn't take much in our life.
我只是要告诉你说，不用太多或者是太久。
Now you can play it all you want. I don't. But I am a. I really like competition.
我不是说你不能去用这种抢购的方法来买东西吗？
I am a fervent competitor.
但是呢，我知道我自己是什么样的人。我是一个很喜欢竞争的人。
I used to play Chinese checkers with a lady that I lived with when I was teaching, and she beat me and I almost got sick.
然后我以前跟人家走这种啊象棋，对，中国
的
中国棋啊。
That's the kind of makeup I am.
我可以跟他比到呢，就是说比到我输的时候，我就好像生病一样。
And I saw how this thing could get hold of me.
那我就
how I could manipulate and how I could begin to think of ways and boy.
我就看到我可以那么的热衷于这种我喜欢的，到后来变成我被他操纵了。
Short, you step out.
我最好赶快抽身。
Now that's a simple thing, but my friends, I'm telling you, if there is sin in our heart.We can go on and do things we never thought we would ever do.
我要提醒的是，我在讲的不是说你不能买这个东西，但是我提醒的是，如果那个罪性就像这样的话，一下把你勾上的时候呢，是你想象不到的那种危险性。
Sin brings bitterness many times because of the way people treat us. Bitterness and hate in the hearts. That's why we've got so many people that are angry and fighting and aren't pleasant.
罪带给我们苦毒，带给我们恼恨，所以为什么有很多人心里面存的就是那种恼恨、生气，然后呢，很喜欢跟人家争执。
Sin brings greed until our hearts are eaten up with trying to make more and more and more. No matter what we cost us, we'll make more.
罪会带给你一个症状，就是很贪婪。你要的呢，总是比现在还要多一点，所以你就一直挣，一直拼，一直挣。
But I want to tell you, as your life declines and you get a little older.
等到你年纪比较大之后
King Solomon, who was known as the wisest man in the word of God,
所罗门是在神的眼中，在人的眼中都是一个很聪明的王。
He had everything.
他拥有所有他想要的。
Plus, that means he had everything plus everything.
就是他不但有过，已经超过他所需要的了。
One day he went to his desk and he took up his pen or got probably his scribe to do it.
有一天在他年老的时候拿起笔来开始写。
And he said, you know what?
他写什么呢?
Vanity.
虚空。
Emptiness. Worthless.
虚空。
All
虚空
is vanity.
完全的都是虚空。
Because it passes away.
因为它过去了。
Then when reality we begin to see our friends die.
你开始在你年纪渐长，你看到你的朋友，你跟人的关系，人渐渐在离去。
Something inside of us thinks more about death at that time.
那么这个时候，你就要开始想象到人的那种啊这种终点了，开始在想这个死亡的事情。
And someday you and I will lie in a bed, or on a road in an accident, or in the hospital.And they're speaking over us in soft tones, saying they can't make it. And we recognize that we're coming to the end. What's going to happen to us then?
有一天，不管是你，不管是我，不管是躺在床上，或是在路上，或者是在医院里面，或有一个声音很亲切的告，很柔和的告诉你说，可能没有办法的时候，那个时候你是怎么样的一个想法呢？
We've rejected Jesus.
你如果拒绝耶稣，
We've turned aside God's gift.
如果你把神要给你的礼物就这样子弃绝掉，
We've let prejudice and logic and all the things that have kept us from reaching out and grasping hold of eternal life, and we've left.
你有太多的理性，过分的理性，你有太多的你自己的想法，以至于你弃绝了神要给你的礼物。
Now I've been talking to you about what we should do with Jesus. What happens without him?
刚开始我们在谈到说，到底面对耶稣你该做什么决定？现在接下来我们刚才谈到说呢，那我如果没有耶稣，我会怎么样？
But now let me tell you what Jesus will do with you.
那现在我要告诉你，耶稣会怎么对待你？
The word of God tells us there is appointed unto man once to die, and after that is the judgment.
神的话告诉我们，人人必有一死，就是我们这个世界上这一口气的结束，然后呢死后必有审判。
There's going to be a judgment of those who have rejected Jesus Christ.
这个审判是专门面对拒绝的人的审判。
There'll be murderers there, prostitutes there, good people there. And I believe when they are judged, he will look at them and say,What did you do with my son?
这个审判不是问你有没有犯过奸淫罪，有没有犯过杀人罪，有没有做过这个事情，还是你有多好。这个审判呢，是问你一个问题，就是耶稣，你有决定面对或者是接受耶稣吗？你跟我的儿子有关系吗？
The one that invited you.
是那一位邀请过你的耶稣。
The one that asked you.
是那一位请求你的耶稣。
The one that called, come unto me and I will give you rest.
是那个告诉你说来到我这里来，我要给你安息的耶稣。
Then it tells us that after he does this, he will say to them, depart from me. And he throws them into the lake of hell, the lake of fire, prepared for the devil and his angels.
在审判的时候，第一个审判的凭据是你跟耶稣有关系吗？然后接下去的那句话就是说，接下来离我而去吧，离开我吧，永远的跟我隔绝，然后走入这个灭亡的地狱里面去。
It's in Matthew 24, he tells us that. He says, Then he shall say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels.
到最后圣经告诉我们会有两群人，有一群是要永远的跟魔鬼去到一个灭亡的地方，也就是火湖里面。
Let's get something straight.
我们好不好把它想清楚。
God never sends a man to hell.
神从来不想要把一个人送到地狱去。
You send yourself.
是我们自己把自己送到地狱去。
He never made hell for man.
神造地狱的时候不是为了人所造。
He made it for the Satan and the fallen angels.
他本来是为那些堕落叛逆的天使所造的。
And the word of God said he had to enlarge it for man.
神的话告诉我们，神不得不来扩建扩大这个要关天使的地方。
When Pilate said, "What must I do?" There was there a choice that he had to make.
当比拉多面对耶稣问这句话，说我该怎么样来面对耶稣的时候，这表示呢，他需要做一个决定。
It's marvelous how God has given us and made us free moral agents that we can make our own choices.
我们要很感谢神给我们这种自由意志，你可以自己为你自己做决定，你自己是自主的。
It was Joshua that said, "Choose you this day whom you will serve."
耶稣亚他是一个以色列民族英雄，他这样说，他说就在今天你就要做一个决定。
And then he answered the group that was in front of him of the children of Israel. He says that, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
他在众百姓的面前很大声的宣告说，至于我跟我家，我们要侍奉我们的神。
They had their choice. He had his choice.
你可以你有的决定，你可以有你的决定。
I have my choice.
我有我的决定。
You have your choice.
你有你的决定。
Today I want to leave you with this, my friend.
那今天我要把这个决定放在你的手中，给你自己做主。
I think about this last, what shall I say, these last few years.
这几年来
，the world has been looking for something.
这个世界一直在寻求。
The Left Behind series about the second coming of Jesus had become the bestseller.
那就是为什么关于末世的一些书，比如说像那个《末世游踪》，是不是？
The world knows something is happening.
像这种书呢，一直在出来，因为这个世界已经到了一个地步呢，在寻求答案。
And they're reaching out after that.
开始在寻找一些答案，从一些书在寻找答案。
A purpose-driven life.
像这个
One of those on the bestseller list, telling men and women.
这些都是畅销书。
But the true purpose of life is to know God, love God, and be a part of His kingdom.
这些书不是只有在基督徒里面，在外面成为畅销书呢？那这本书在讲什么呢？他说呢，我们的人生的目的到底是什么？原来是我们要去爱我们那造我们的神，而且呢为他而活。
And now the passion play.
那现在我们现在在讲的这个影片。
That they're going to by the thousands.And coming out, and they're saying, "I'll never be the same."
很多人从那个电影院走出来之后呢，讲了一句话，说我以后绝对不会再一样了。
I looked at one review on the internet.
那我从那个网络来看这个对于这个影片的一些。
I think it was something like these disagree 38. Those that agree 19,000 and some.
比例怎么样？怎么会？1900比38多少人呢 ?OK。19000比38、哦、那19000是同意的 ,38 是不同意的。这是全部看的人是不是、哦、就他们 有给评吧给评 ,OK, 好影评的人。
For 20 years, this man has wanted to make this film.
那已经二十年，这个人在想要做这个影片已经二十年了。
It is no accident that he's making it now.
做这个影片不是好像突然间好突出奇想来的，是二十年在里面营造。
If it had been 10, 20, 40, or I'm sorry, if it had been 10, going too far, 10 or 20 years ago, it would not have the impact.That is going to have today.
如果在二十年前就把它做出来的话，我想没有像今天能够让我们那么的感受那么深刻。时代时间不一样，我们的感受也不一样了。
Why?
为什么
？Because Jesus is coming.
因为耶稣快要再来了。
He's wanting to give everyone an opportunity to make their decision.
神要给我们各种机会，让我们来面对耶稣做一个决定。
This is what we must do, my friends.
你一定要去做一个决定。
The young man I was talking to you about that I just loved as he gave his testimony, and he said, "You know, I had to repent." In China.
Okay, 在大陆上呢，有一个年轻人，他自己讲的说，我需要自己要有这种悔改。
He said, "As I began to repent,"
我就开始我自己有一些反悔罪。
He said, "Suddenly, all kinds of things I began to remember."
哦，刚才那个影片里面讲的那个年轻人，他就开始自己。
And I asked the Lord to forgive me of this, and He forgave me of that. My friends, we must repent, become serious, allow Christ to take our lives, so that we can spend eternity.
刚才我们谈到那个十字架在中国那个影片里面呢里面的有一个年轻人他本来是很不好的一个生命后来转变呢那他提到说呢他当他开始认罪的时候呢一样一样越来越多越来越清楚所以我们要就是要告诉你说呢当你要接受耶稣的时候认罪认清楚你的罪是一定要有的过程
You say is heaven worth it?
到底这样做值不值得呢
Is it so great as that?
真的天堂那么好吗
Oh, friends, it's beyond all description.
是 出乎你想象的。
He said, eyes have never seen, the ears have never heard, the mind has never thought of what he has prepared for us.
是眼没有见过，耳朵没有听过，你想都没有办法想通的。
I remember in Taiwan, in one of our camps,
那在台湾我们有这种营会。
There was a little girl that came the last day.
有一个女孩子到最后一天才来参加。
And on that day is when I explained to them what heaven is.
那一天呢，我就在解释什么是人要永恒的那个天堂。
And that little girl sat with tears running down.
就那么一个小小的女孩子坐在那，一面听一面流眼泪。
To think there was such a place as
that. 她觉得说啊，那太好了。
A friend of mine in Taiwan, she said she was at work and they were telling about heaven.
那有一个我一个朋友在台湾的，那他听到人家讲天堂。
And she was listening.
他在听他们讲天堂。
Seems to me like she told me she was behind a pole, but I don't know. Anyway, she was listening.
他是在偷听他们在讲天堂。
Said she went home that day.
那回家之后。
Oh, she thought I'd really like to know more about this. That sounds so wonderful.
他就说呢。这个天堂的地方我要多认识一点，我觉得很棒。
She went to her house, she opened up her mailbox, and in there was a track about heaven.
没有想到，当她回到家打开她的信箱的时候呢，正好里面就有一张福音单张，就是在讲天堂。
Today, Susan loves the Lord. She tries to do all she can in the work of the Lord. She's looking for the coming of her Lord Jesus.
刚才我在讲这个姊妹在台湾的，她现在非常的爱主、服侍主，然后她在等着主再来。
My young uncle was in his early 40s and found out he had cancer.
我的小舅舅呢，他在40岁的时候发现他有癌症。
He had gone to church a lot, lots in his life.
那他过去做，曾经去教会做礼拜。
But when he heard he had cancer, it was such a traumatic thing to him. He came right over to our house.
那当他发现他有癌症的时候，马上到我家来。
And he called my mother by name and he said, "I've got to pray." She said, "I've got cancer."
当他面对这个绝症的时候，他叫我妈妈说，我一定要来祷告了，因为我现在要面对我的绝症。
He got down on the floor and he began to pray and he began to get hold of God. He really prayed. And she said, until finally he just looked up, his face was shining, and he said, "It's all right now, Mark. It's all right now."
那种绝症的冲击使他想向神来呼求祷告，但祷告之后呢，他却说呢，我好了，我没有问题了，我心里面很平安。
I had an atheist doctor in China say to me, "Those who have faith die well."
国内呢有一个院长，一个这种就是好像在等死的这种医院哈，这种安宁病房这种医院的院长呢，告诉我说他自己本身没有信仰，他说呢，我看的那些有信仰的人呢，他们死得非常的安详。
What are you going to do with Jesus?
你怎么样来面对耶稣？你怎么样来处理耶稣？当你听到他的名字之后，你会怎么办？好，我们现在安静，我们用几分钟的时间安静。今天我们的聚会比较长一点，因为呢，大家都很想告诉我们当中的朋友，有耶稣太重要，也太好了。我们把眼睛闭起来，我们安静我们自己。我们稍微回想今天早上我们在一起所听到的、所欣赏的，有人用诗歌，有人用他人生的经历，也有人用圣经的话来告诉我们关于耶稣。信耶稣就是像刚才我们唱的那首歌，回家，回到那一位创造者，爱我们生命的根源，回到他那里去。今天早上我们很欢迎一些可能是第一次来，或者是来了好几次，你还没有确定耶稣的信仰的朋友，我们特别在今天为您准备这样的聚会。我们每一个人都走过这个阶段，从不信到相信，从不在乎到做一个很严肃的决定。没有人可以催促你，没有人可以替你做决定，但是我们愿意提供给这样的一个机会。如果今天早上你有感动， 你愿意做一个表白，这个表白不是给人看，是给神，很诚恳的对耶稣说，耶稣啊，好，我相信。如果有这样的朋友，请你轻轻的举起手来。如果有这样的朋友，你从来没有决定过的，今天我说我要做一个决定，如果有这样的朋友，你举一个手，我们要特别的来纪念你。有没有我们当中从来没有决定、没有确定的朋友，在今天你思考清楚，然后你愿意做一个决定，有没有？如果有的话，请你举起手来。有没有人说我不确定，但是我愿意寻求？有这样的朋友，请你也举手好吗？我不确定，但是我愿意寻求。感谢主，请放下来。我们有当中有人愿意寻求，我们要特别的为他们祷告。我最后再问一次，有没有人过去到今天从来没有很严肃的来思考耶稣，今天说好，我清楚了，然后你愿意做一个决定，有这样的朋友吗？我们刚才有几位是愿意多多的寻求，我们会为你祷告。好，我们一起为早上的聚会来感谢，我们要跟天父来说话。祷告是神的儿女对神说话，很自然的对父亲说话的一个机会，也是我们的权利。我们一起来对天上的父亲说话。天父，我们要感谢你，在我们还没有认识你的时候，在我们还没有很诚恳的要了解你的时候，甚至在我们敌对你的时候，父神，你就已经认识了我，你就已经在我的生命里面在牵引我。好，我们请钢琴可以停下来。父神，孩子，谢谢你，因为你的爱是永远的爱，你的爱是吸引的爱。求你继续的用你的慈神爱所来牵引你的众儿女。哦，我们想到你如何的爱我们在国内的同胞，你让我们有这个机会到美国来，然后听到你的名字，认识你。我们看到你多么的爱我们的长辈，让他们有机会借着能够探亲的机会到这里来，能够接触听到主耶稣的名字。主，愿你的邀请继续不断的在我们的心里面来催促我们。我们特别为几位想寻求的朋友来祷告。主，就像过去你如何引导我们来遇见你一样，求你一样的来吸引他们，帮助他们。主，我们谢谢你赐给我们这个教会属灵的家。在国外我们觉得特别的亲，不管是有相信或者是没有相信，主，我们都在一起来领受你的爱。求你祝福我们今天所有的敬拜，今天我们所听到的，求你自己祝福，你擘开，你喂养我们，继续的带领我们，帮助我们下面所做的一切，让我们心里面有充充满满你的恩典、你的喜乐、你的平安，而且你自己要得到荣耀。我们特别谢谢你带领新的朋友到我们当中来，愿意你的爱在这里跟他们同在。祷告奉耶稣的名，阿们。